From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Tuesday, July 14th, and here are today's stories. South Dakota is set to receive millions of dollars after settling with the popular online video game Roblox. Jackson Dirks reports.
South Dakota and Roblox have reached a multi-million dollar settlement. As part of the settlement, the gaming platform is requiring all users to undergo age verification. That's to ensure children only have access to age-appropriate content. Parents will also have expanded control over their child's use of the platform as part of the agreement. The settlement also tightens restrictions on chatbots, which have been at the center of controversy. Parents have alleged that predators have used Roblox chat features to communicate with and groom minors. In addition to those restrictions, Attorney General Marty Jackley shares a feature of the settlement he hopes becomes a national model.
Working with law enforcement on how we can partner with online companies to better protect our kids.
While other states are bringing charges against Roblox around individual child exploitation cases, that's not been the case in South Dakota. That's according to Jackley.
We've not had a specific ICAC sexual exploitation case that's been brought. Concerns have been raised. I've talked directly with several other attorney generals. I'm chairman of the AGs. It's been happening in other states, but we've not brought that type of a prosecution. And I hope with this settlement, we never have to.
The state is expected to bring in a guaranteed $8.6 million. Those funds will be dispersed into the South Dakota Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Fund, and the Department of Education. Of $5 million given to the DOE, at least $1 million of the funds must be used to fund governmental and nonprofit after-school programs. Roblox will also underwrite a $1 million awareness campaign. It'll be focused on online child safety, specifically in relation to Roblox. Should Roblox fail to comply with the settlement, the state could pull in an additional $5.4 million. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
While gas prices are creeping back up nationwide, they remained mostly flat in South Dakota this last week. That's according to the latest report from GasBuddy. The national average rose by a dime last week, but South Dakota's average rose by less than a cent. For the most part, gas prices have been trending downward since mid-May. The state's average is still about 30 cents cheaper than it was a month ago. Analysts say this latest uptick is due to oil prices surging following the breakdown of the ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. They expect more increases in the coming weeks, though likely not to the levels we saw earlier this year. The Rapid City Regional Airport is experiencing record-breaking travel numbers through the first half of the year. The airport saw 206,000 enplanements through June, a record high for that time period. That's according to Airport Executive Director Patrick Dame. He says it's a 5% increase in travelers over 2025, which was the previous record high. June was the busiest travel month for the airport so far this year. The Rapid City Council has approved an effort to expand heavy industrial zoning near a Westside cement plant and mining operation. SDPB's CJ Keene reports.
Air quality alerts and dust falling are common for windy days on Rapid City's west side, and many residents of the area's neighborhoods take note of these problems as they arise. That made hearing about the potential expansion of heavy industrial zoning for the area turn heads. Resident William Wagner contends the city has every right to deny the requested rezone.
Every single week, industrial blasting rattles our windows and cracks our foundations. Mining operators claim state-level permits give them a grandfathered right to destroy our properties. Their lawyers are wrong. Under South Dakota law, local police powers over public health and structural safety strictly supersede private commercial interest. Failure to enforce your own codes carries immediate civil consequences.
One of the roadblocks facing residents comes from a 2000 law package that targets the State Cement Plant Commission, which changes zoning regulations for said cement plants. While there are challenges, one council member argues this whole process was done poorly by city leadership. That would be Ward 2 Representative Bill Evans, who voted against the proposal.
I'm just doing this as sort of a protest vote, so we start thinking ahead and maybe work with some of those people that we have something to show for this mining rather than just a hillside.
Evans argues if the plants are here to stay, it's public interest to keep developers on side.
I remember what those neighborhoods looked like when I was in high school, and there's an entire mountain that's missing there. And I think that rather than just approve these things and let them think about reclaiming, we could use some creative thought with our planning and perhaps reuse some of those pits as amphitheaters, public parks, swimming facilities, other things. I think we need to be more creative about how we do these things and work with those developers.
The mining operation is owned by Pete Lean and Sons, and the cement plant is a GCC facility. Evans was joined by Ward 5 Councilwoman Callie Meyer as the only no votes. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
Some South Dakota libraries are seeing boosts from a dinosaur-themed summer reading program. It's called the Unearth a Story program. The Doland Library in southeast South Dakota is among those seeing hundreds of kids take part. Natasha Nutlich is the library's director. She says over 100 people showed up to the kickoff event. Quite a feat in a town of 195 people.
I often have moms kind of joking with me that we had to plan our summer vacation around some of your programming, which I know is awful for the moms, but it makes me feel really great because it's a priority in our community and it's a priority in our families.
The library reports kids have been reading more than 11,000 minutes through the program so far this summer. George Seaman is the state librarian. He says these programs help students improve literacy skills and avoid the summer slide.
This gives kids a chance to read for fun and to read what they want. Sometimes in school, you're told what you have to read. This allows them to explore different genres, different topics that maybe otherwise they wouldn't have in school.
Officials say nationwide, more than 1,300 libraries reported participating in this program last summer. South Dakota's state government ended the fiscal year with a $69 million surplus. That's a larger surplus than the state brought in the previous fiscal year. State officials say this surplus was fueled by budget reversions and revenues coming in higher than expected. The state brought in $30 million in revenue above estimates, with the greatest chunk of that coming from sales tax. The remaining $39 million were spending reversions from state agencies. That's when a state agency doesn't spend money allocated in its budget. Of that, $32 million were unspent in the Department of Social Services budget. The surplus is required by state law to go into state reserve funds. They now total $325 million. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News. And visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.